USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Taliban continues their takeover of Afghanistan, U.S. troops and Afghans are continuing to be taken out of the country. Ohio Congressman Brad Wenstrup joins Fox News and says investigations need to look at what intelligence was available before withdrawing from Afghanistan.
We need to look back and we need to look at who said what. You know, what was our intelligence? What did the military advise the president? What types of things were being done?
President Biden saying he does not regret his decision to bring U.S. troops home from Afghanistan. The Labor Department is reporting the lowest number of initial jobless claims filed since the pandemic began. The federal agency saying 348,000 Americans filed initial jobless claims last week, marking a decline of 29,000 from the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.